Blog Talk Radio.
Entertainment Report. I am Beth, aka Be True. I hope the sound is perfect. I have a mixture of awesome headphones, and I just hope the sound is perfect right now. So I will find out, right? Clutterstock Entertainment Report, my hand blog talk radio, winning Wednesday. As my friends say on the Ghetto DVD YouTube channel, today is Women's Wednesday. So I must shout out that awesome community and community. Just had a meeting with a blog coach, my life coach Garcia, and which is awesome. As we talked about all the holiday season and Avon. Those of you that love Avon, or those of you that I have never stopped Avon or heard Avon, we're kicking off a whole new system, a whole new look on tonight, on tomorrow. So definitely check us out. Definitely. Big shout out to the family. My name is Jackson, Mississippi, where I am now. Big shout out to cousin Linda and family and loved ones. And Big D was just talking with her on Facebook, and she co-hosts here on Sundays at 3 p.m. So everything should be good for Sunday. Because we know we must talk about what's going on with COVID and other stories. So much has happened and happening since the last time Cousin Linda Oliver Dallas, native of Jackson, and I have broadcast together on a Sunday. So we were, and they hosted an awesome webinar today, and which I shared it on my social media. Also regarding the art of podcasting and dealing with engagement over downloads. So I thank you, those of you that have been visiting and revisiting right here at blogtalkstudio.com, because I see it. And as I'm talking about engagement, with the podcast and effectively networking throughout social media and in person, I must shout out all listeners from right here in Native Jackson to all around the world. U.S., of course, always number one on the most visitors from a certain country. Canada, number two. Germany, a big shout out to Germany. Always wanted to visit Germany. Finland and France. Those are the top five countries of those of you who visit and check out what's going on right here at blogtalkradio.com with Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Also, remember to email me at yahoo.com. KUSHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCHCH On the show, our guest co-host in the near future. Also, awesome music. Big shout out to those of you who have been sending me music and asking me to visit your YouTube channels and your website. Also, so I'm looking forward to many of you being guests, and also I will be following up. I'm looking forward to following up and scheduling many of our friends that have appeared on the show before as special guests and also as guests are those that I've spotlighted on and featured on the podcast also. So you all know that D. Michael Mike, who was part of one of the guest cohorts at the beginning, he has a new song called There It Is Salt. Michael K. Smith is his name on Facebook, on LinkedIn. Holler at Mike about his new mustard sauce he's invented. And it's launching now. It's launching in Mississippi and his native Natchez, here in Jackson and in Dallas. It's going national in January. So I don't have my bottle yet. I can't wait. I'm so excited. He's encouraging me to continue to work on my reinvention of the ice cream cone. Yeah, we're nerds. Believe it. We're nerds. We are geeky. That's what my new friends at Podcast was talking about. Also, I am a new member with two buddies. Also, so y'all will be saying so much with two buddies and as they help me help Cooking Talk Entertainment, Cooking Talk Entertainment Sports, create better content and reach more listeners and viewers and followers and so on. But one of the YouTube channels that I love to get news from is in their credit, and I visit the link. So I will be talking more about them. I don't have my notes in front of me to really tell you so much, but next broadcast on Friday, Fat Friday, I will, or if I decide to do a Facebook Live on tomorrow. Like Greg Cardone always say, he and his wife, Alina, always say, just get on there. Get out there. And my Avon coaches and many others, just get on out there and post videos and do the shorts and all that. Now, when I first began blogging, you all know, in live stream and streetcast and even on YouTube, I will pop on and in different vlogs and so on. But I haven't been, so I'm going to start back. Been planning and so on, all of that. So you can call in. I just typed on Facebook the number 516-595-8255. So we can talk about hot topics, or I would just go ahead and go with the flow and focus on talking about COVID, what's going on with COVID right now. So I'm not looking at the screen right now because I want to see what is going on. President was departing Kansas City. so much has been going on in the news today. It's like, where do we begin? Our crime is just, oh my goodness, that's a pandemic within a pandemic. The crime, the high murder rates in various cities across America, that is a pandemic in itself. We already have to deal with homelessness. There are a lot of jobs out there. There's a lot of people without jobs and getting underpaid. There's a lot going on. And then we have to deal with horrific crime and taking of life. I seen on Facebook yesterday where the Birmingham mayor had a press conference regarding the crime and the murder rates there. Here it is, this crime summits are being held everywhere. The mayor, the city council, they're having crime summits, economic summits. Now I'm back to resuming the senior police rally that I originally had planned in conjunction with the organization that's based in Massachusetts in September 2020. I'm back to resuming and planning, thinking, looking at the calendar and what would be a good date to actually have it. I know after the holiday season and the new year will be best, January, February. So I'm going to get with the Defender Police organizations and the other organizations, Defend the Police, that one. And I was one of the first original members. And it expanded into high numbers very quickly. Probably one of the fastest growing public groups on Meta, now Meta. Oh, big shout out to Mark Zuckerberg too and his wife. They hosted a audio room presentation today, Garden Science. So I listened to some of it after I attended other seminars and even one that they. Matter of fact, I was watching the Facebook community presentation of audio rooms, and then I changed their room and I picked it out and then I finished the Facebook room because Facebook often get on me. Like, hey, you need to be making money. You need to be making videos and monetizing and making money online. You know, being an influencer, you need to be making that influencer money. So thank you. Just like Black, thank BlackTalkRadio.com. Thank Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook and other organizations even have something going on with African American Black women. I will talk more about that on the program on Friday and provide information regarding grants. I started my application, but I need some information that I need to present. I need to get with my tax preparer for this year. So they have a grant program where women have started businesses during the pandemic can apply for $5,000. Women before the pandemic, $10,000. And then it's another one where another category, three categories. They can apply for a grant. So I'll share all of that information and then any information that SBA, IRS, so this tax time again, IRS have sent me to for me for information and even our local SBA district office also here in the capital city of Jackson, Mississippi. But coronavirus. I'm looking at coronavirus, COVID-19, contagious disease. Coronavirus disease, 2019, is a contagious disease caused by severe acute respiratory syndrome, coronavirus 2. The first case is identified in Wuhan, China, in December 2019. Symptoms of COVID-19 are variable, but often include fever, cough, fatigue, breathing difficulties, and loss of smell and taste. Preventive measures include physical or social distancing, quarantine and ventilation of indoor spaces, covering, hand washing, and keeping unwashed hands away from the face. The use of face masks or coverings has been recommended in public settings to minimize the risk of transmission. Several vaccines have been developed, and various countries have initiated mass vaccination campaigns. I can usually, you know, I always share international updates come from the World Health Organization, and U.S. updates come from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Coronavirus, COVID-19 symptoms. I know, I feel like, but as we are doing our best to get accustomed to this new world, this new life, I hope post-pandemic, but it's surging. So I find it important for me to provide information almost exactly the way I did when it first reared its ugly head. Coronavirus, COVID-19 symptoms cover without hospitalization. The CDC does not list different symptoms for the Delta variant or others. And remember, I could take my self-assessment with CDC online. Okay, there's protection by taking self-assessment. Okay, most common symptoms include fever, dry cough, tiredness, less common symptoms, aches and pain, sore throat, diarrhea, conjunctivitis, headache, loss of taste or smell, a rash on skin or discoloration of fingers or toes, serious symptoms, difficulty breathing or shortness of breath, chest pain or pressure, loss of speech or movement. Seek immediate medical attention if you have serious symptoms. Always call before visiting your doctor or health. On average, it takes 5 or 6 days from when someone is infected with the virus. Like now we're dealing with the Omicron, COVID-19 variant. But we're dealing with the Delta and we're dealing with all the others also. The Omicron last Monday, when I first reported early morning on Cuthbert's Doctor, it had not even reached America. It first showed up in California. Now it's in many states. It has even appeared here in Mississippi, in the state of Mississippi. What are the symptoms of the Omicron COVID-19 variant? And this is from Cron, December the 8th, of the novel coronavirus day. But one small early study and multiple anecdotal reports suggest with cautious optimism that the strain may cause more mild symptoms than other variants such as Delta, as it said. A report released Saturday from South Africa, Tshwane District Hospital Complex, at the center of an outbreak in Victoria, revealed that across 2 weeks, the majority of COVID-19 patients did not need supplemental oxygen. Most COVID-positive patients were admitted to the hospital for other medical, surgical, or stress reasons, and were found to be infectious after a required test. The report took a close look at 42 patients in the COVID-19 ward on December the 2nd and found that only 13 needed supplemental oxygen. The hospital confirmed that almost all cases was Omicron. Some cases weren't to recognize that the patient infection presented here only represents the first 2 weeks of the Omicron wave in Tshwane. The study also said the clinical profile of admitted patients had changed significantly over the next 2 weeks. by which time we can draw conclusions about the severity of disease with great precision. Promising, but we certainly don't know for certain. UCSF epidemiologist Dr. Doris Rutherford said the report, "We need to stay the course, let us figure this out and jump to conclusions, whenever other waters. People need to get vaccinated and get boosted." Mild symptoms have also generally been observed in cases emerging outside of Southern Africa, said UCSF infectious diseases expert Dr. Peter Chan Hong. In a recent report from the European CDC of the first 7 cases of Omicron in Europe, 50% have no symptoms and 50% have very mild symptoms. He explained, in the U.S. cases so far, most of them very mild. Fatigue, headache, and body aches. Symptoms that are coming with the flu are being reported by patients who tested positive for Omicron. Ken Hong said there was no loss of taste, arsenal, and less shortness of breath in Ken Hong. Referred to anecdotal report on Omicron patients, Dr. Lee Kozu, a private practitioner in the Medical Association, was more in the residence of hospitalized patients of Omicron in emergency South Africa. Hospitalizations have not increased dramatically, Ken Hong said, and both have been admitted to the hospital. It's not been very bad, he said. Most have been in general wards, not in the ICU, and most have not required an early stage of understanding the variant. And it takes 2 to 3 weeks to really sort the impact of any surge of cases or hospitalizations. In its online resource, What We Know About Omicron, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, it's not made any statement about Omicron causing mild disease. Much data are needed to know if Omicron infection is to reinfection, to break the infection, and people who are fully vaccinated cause more severe illness or death than infection of other variants, the CDC said. The CDC did say this indication that it may spread more easily than the SARS-CoV-2 virus. How easily Omicron is unknown. The CDC said, anyone with Omicron infection can spread the virus to others, even if they have vaccinated or don't have symptoms. The first U.S. case of Omicron was identified in February 6th and December 1st. And since then, cases have been reported across the country. 12 Alameda County residents who attended a meeting in Wisconsin last week tested positive for COVID-19, and 5 of them have been diagnosed with the Omicron variant. As authorities said Friday. And you know what? Those of you that know, I should carry myself as if who's real as an expert pretty much on this. And I need to know what's going on with my prescription for the high blood pressure and high cholesterol, or since I've lost weight, I only need 1 or 2. I need to find out what's going on with that and get his and go ahead and schedule. Because I thought about, okay, let me go ahead and get my booster shot, but I will attend my doctor's appointment, walk in or schedule a doctor's appointment. Because I've been working on losing weight. Because high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and obesity, I had gained some of that weight back. Trying to don't lose or gain weight for a man. Do it for yourself and for your health. I'm going to leave it at that. That's a whole nother story when we talk about relationships. Some of those good old days, but we're gonna be no. So it's important, and I'm not pushing anybody to get a vaccination. I recommend it because it seems to work, but don't want the vaccine, don't have to get the vaccine. Your world. This is a free country. And the state of Mississippi, you all know our leadership, the governor, is like, let people make their own decisions, but we will let people know what to do and what not. But with the mayor, thank God, the mass man, some people can understand it, but we haven't gotten over 50% now in Jackson of being vaccinated. But thank God. Some people complain about the mayor, his stance on certain things, but One thing about it, he must be commended. He and his administration, and my doctor's health task force on the mask mandate. The mask mandate here has been in effect since the beginning, because this is the capital city. Many people come from the rural communities in the southern region here, because this is a cottage town, and we have some of the best hospitals and medical facilities, and children hospitals and so on, if not in this region, in the country. And so, thank God I never did let up on that. So we have a pandemic and a pandemic with crime and homicide and then surges going on in the hospital. It's something. But let me continue on and finish this article. In this online resource, what we know about Omicron, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, has not made any statement about Omicron causing mild disease. More data are needed to know Omicron infections, and especially reinfections and breakthrough infections in people who are fully vaccinated, cause more severe illness, death, and infection with other variants, the CDC said. The CDC did say that it's indications that it may spread more easily than the original SARS-CoV-2 virus. How easily Omicron spreads compared to Delta remains unknown. The CDC said, CDC expects that anyone with Omicron infection could spread the virus to others, even if they are vaccinated or don't have symptoms. And so, I read that. Because as I was talking on my screen, it was like, so I was at the end of the article.
Yeah.
The Alameda County Department of Public Health said genomic sequencing data that identifies the variant is not yet available for all test cases. State and federal officials have urged people not to panic as most Americans gather on the variant. We are not surprised by this, Governor Dave Bennett said last month in the first few weeks stay home if you want to ask them about that. So, Fauci said early reports is first about the Omicron variant. So, it but then her report that it's read that concern about reinfection. So, just praying on this. Like any of you. But that is what's going on with the Omicron. So we're going to definitely go in more detail on Sunday because Linda can join. But yeah, I was talking with Chris Linda about the broadcast. I hope he's tuned in. I'm not sure if he realized I was going on air. Irene, and definitely would like to take my family back in Dallas. So enjoy this PSA from the CDC.
This is a message from the CDC. Travel increases your chance of getting and spreading COVID-19. Take steps to protect yourself and others. Wear a mask that completely covers your nose and mouth. Masks are required on planes, buses, trains, and other forms of public transportation traveling into, within, or outside of the U.S. and in U.S. transportation hubs such as airports and stations. Stay at least 6 feet away from others. Wash your hands often and watch for symptoms of COVID-19. Visit cdc.gov/COVID-19travel to learn more.
This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Welcome to A Cup of Health with CDC, a weekly feature of the MMWR, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'm your host, Dr. Robert Gaines. Flu season is here, and it's time for most of us to get vaccinated. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people in the U.S. get influenza and several thousand die from the disease. Dr. Aaron Kennedy is a researcher with CDC's National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases. She's joining us today to discuss the importance of getting an annual flu vaccine. Welcome to the show, Aaron.
Thank you, Bob.
Aaron, who should get a flu vaccine?
Well, anyone can get very sick from the flu. So we recommend that everyone 6 months of age and older get a vaccination each year. People 9 years of age and older only need one dose this season. But children 6 months through 8 years may need two doses. Parents of children in this group should contact their healthcare provider to find out if they need a second dose.
Aaron, you mentioned that anyone can get very sick from the flu. What groups are at higher risk for getting complications from the flu?
It's especially important for those at high risk of serious complications from the flu and their close contacts to be vaccinated. Those at higher risk for serious complications include young children, pregnant women, people with chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, and heart disease, and the elderly over 65 years. Close contacts include healthcare providers and parents and caregivers of children younger than 6 months of age.
Do we need to get a flu vaccine every year?
Yes, you should get a flu vaccination each year. Flu viruses are constantly changing, and the vaccine may be updated each season. This is to protect against the viruses that are expected to be circulating the upcoming season. Also, a person's immunity to influenza viruses declines over time. For these two reasons, annual vaccination is recommended as the best protection against the flu.
Does getting the vaccine guarantee you won't get the flu?
Well, the flu vaccine is the single best way to protect yourself and your family from the flu. But protection is never 100%, and some people can still get the flu after being vaccinated. How well the vaccine works partly depends on the age and health of the person getting vaccinated. Also, it takes about 2 weeks after vaccination for your body to develop protection against the flu. There are other viruses that can cause flu-like symptoms, and the vaccine cannot prevent illnesses caused by these viruses.
Aaron, is it ever too late in the flu season to get vaccinated?
No, it's never too late to get vaccinated during a flu season. The flu season typically runs from October through April, and flu activity usually peaks in January or February in the United States. We recommend that people get vaccinated as soon as the vaccine is available, and getting vaccinated before flu arrives in your community is best. However, it's never too late to get vaccinated, and the vaccine can still protect you against the flu as long as flu viruses are circulating.
Where can listeners get more information about the flu vaccine?
Listeners can get more information about influenza and the influenza vaccine at www.cdc.gov/flu.
Thanks, Aaron. I've been talking today with CDC's Dr. Aaron Kennedy about the importance of getting the flu vaccine. Remember, the flu vaccine is recommended for everyone 6 months of age and older. Give yourself and your loved ones the gift of health this year. Put getting a flu vaccine on your to-do list. Until next time, be well. This is Dr. Robert Gaines for A Cup of Health with CDC.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
Yes, getting those vaccination shots, it's very important, unless for some other reasons, you know, I don't find it fit, but it's important for us to keep our immune system built up and take our multivitamins and eat properly. I know I need to eat healthier and greener, and that's all, every year that's my New Year's resolution, to eat healthier and to eat greener. So I really appreciate you all for your love and support. Thank you for visiting the podcast. I see that. I see your clicks and really appreciate it and redeveloping the show. And I appreciate your support because it's all about us. It's a we thing. It's not an I thing. It's a we. No I in teamwork, correct? So again, email me at CultureSock. KUSTRESHKENC_BEST@yahoo.com. CultureShotInc@bed@yahoo.com. KUSREKENT_BET@yahoo.com. And on social media, you know, Bethany Williams, Cooker Shock Entertainment, Cooker Shock Entertainment Report. A big shout out to the James Franco Project, private group that I created in 2017. Awesome support system, awesome group, awesome family. We had an awesome time this week. We had the JF weekend. So we're going to continue on. Big shout out to the Save Dallas page I have. Been getting a lot of traffic on the Save Dallas page. So we have the reboot of Sex in the City. I pray we get another reboot of Save Dallas. And also we get a chance to see that fourth season that we never got a chance to see. Because the contract was canceled right before fourth season premiered. And the entire season was in the can all ready to be seen. So I don't know about the other Save Dallas groups and pages, but the page I created is getting a lot of traffic. I hope and pray that's a good sign that Hollywood's watching, Texas watching, and we'll get Save Dallas back. We'll get Dallas back on the air. So a big shout out to the NFL and the NBA and all, you know, Jackson State. I know I cannot end the broadcast without shouting out Jackson State again, the SWAC champions, Deion, Coach Prime, my apologies, Coach Prime, SWAC Coach of the Year, Jackson State Tigers, SWAC Champions of the Year, Tiger fans, I just know it, a big win. Celebration Bowl in Atlanta. For those that's there in person, those of us that's rooting from wherever we are, around the world. So, happy holidays. We didn't even talk about holiday shopping and all that. You all visit my social media. I have a lot of stuff posted regarding what's going on in the retail world. You know, that's my background, too. I have a degree in retail, marketing and all, fashion. So, I am fun, but I am being mindful also of what I post and things that I'm passionate about. I am resuming posting more. During this commentary style broadcast, didn't talk about the shopping and the retailing. Need to talk about COVID. It's real important. So, real important. And that would be part of every broadcast, some update regarding COVID. I usually have it in the description, COVID-19 update. It's not in the description today, but usually I have it in the description of the show, COVID-19 update. But thank you all again for tuning in. Thank you for your love and support from the very beginning, March 2011. Thank you for supporting the podcast on Stranger. And also, you can find Stranger on Spotify. Then I'm working on getting the broadcast to some of your favorite platforms. Also, iHeartRadio, and get this one to Spotify. And also, I will start posting it on my YouTube channel. So you are definitely subscribed to my YouTube channel, YouTube.com, Cooker Shock Inc., KULTRESHOKENT. Definitely subscribe. Definitely develop and improve on there. Big shout out to Historic Georgetown Community Project Group, the Revolution Minneapolis Sound Project Group. Just a big shout out to everybody that I network with and everybody who network with me. A lot of foodies and a lot of restaurants that I make with. There's also from around the world and chefs. So a big shout out to those also. Most of those are on my Beth and Terry page. I'm mainly on Bethany Williams now. Because I'm having trouble with a couple phones. I need to re-register my tablet, so I'm on my laptop. So on my laptop, I only have Bethany Williams set up, but I will work on setting up my other pages. So if you wonder, like, why she's not active on certain Instagram profiles that I have, and at least I don't TikTok much, but I am on TikTok. I know, I'm just telling y'all. And my tablet, I need to re-register. So I'm mainly doing everything from my laptop. So I'm trying to treat it like gold. And big shout out to Your Spot community. Also, I'm a new member of that community. But thank you to Anthony B. Lowe, an awesome social influencer out there. He said he's leaving Facebook. Well, I'm leaving Facebook. So he's Your Spot. I created a profile of Your Spot. And immediately, the founder and I, the founder befriended me. So that was amazing to talk with him. I like to know what's going on the front end. And like I said, you all, we thank you for your support with Avon. Never Stop Avon. We got a new look. We're unveiling a new everything Avon tomorrow. So we're running things, and if you love to buy or if you want to become an Avon lady or guy, you know, definitely get that with me. But I need to go ahead and conclude the show before it is abruptly concluded. So again, thank you for your love and support. Always thank you to family, loved ones, friends, fans, supporters. From small villages, little towns, to big cities, our troops, veterans, love you very much. Let's slow the spread of COVID, but let's campaign to spread love, more love and more compassion, more empathy for one another. And not just during the holidays, but every day of the year. We just don't know what's next to do. So it's important for us to be there for one another. So God bless. You can listen to Cut the Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Remember, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So let's be mindful. God bless.